In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pray. Father of divine mercy, we praise you and we bless you. And the grace that we seek today during this retreat is that we may enter fully into this year which is dedicated to you, God our Father. May your Holy Spirit guide us as we reflect on the words of Pope John Paul. And we pray through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, Mother and Queen of all truth, Saint Joseph, Blessed Faustina, Blessed Dina, and all your saints and angels, in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. So for our meditation, we will use the text of Pope John Paul on the year 3. 1999, the third and final year of preparation, will be aimed at broadening the horizons of believers so that they will see things in the perspective of Christ, in the perspective of the Father who is in heaven, from whom the Lord was sent, and to whom he has returned. So we are to see things in the perspective of Christ. What a very precise objective. He came upon the earth from the Father and returned to the Father. This is how we are to look at Christ. In the perspective of the Father who is in heaven. This year we want to, or we are invited to think not only of Christ as he dwelt on the earth and still dwells on earth, but we are to think of Christ who returns to the Father. And the beautiful words in the Gospel of St. John, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. I will return and take you with me, so that where I am, my servant also may be. And so during this year, we keep our eyes really lifted up towards our heavenly home, where the Father waits for us. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The whole of the Christian life is like a great pilgrimage to the house of the Father, whose unconditional love for every human creature, and in particular for the prodigal son, we discover anew each day. This pilgrimage takes place in the heart of each person, extends to the believing community, and then reaches to the whole of humanity. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God. Lord Jesus, you came to reveal to us the true God, as opposed to the false gods. And this is eternal life, to know our Father, but in the Gospel of St. Matthew, Lord Jesus, you tell us that no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom he chooses to reveal him. But before this, you say in the same Gospel of St. Matthew, I thank you, Father, that you have hidden these things from the learned and the clever, have revealed it to mere children. So during this year, we want to plead with you, Lord Jesus, we may be given the supreme blessing of knowing our Father, we think of children who for some reason or other had never known their Father. They long to know their Father. And finally, someday, they find each other. They embrace each other. What joy, what new life. That is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Because, Lord Jesus, you said, he who sees me sees the Father. To know you and to know the Father, you have come to reveal to us the love of the Father. The whole of the Christian life is like a great pilgrimage to the house of the Father. This is where we are going. Lord Jesus, you are taking us to the house of our Father, a Father that we know so little about, even though He has revealed his love to us in so many ways. It's like we are blind. And Lord Jesus, you came to open our eyes. You came to make the lame walk. In our lameness, we couldn't even go to the Father's house. But you come to heal us, Lord Jesus, so we can walk and make our way to our Father's house. But we can't go into the Father's house unless you heal us also of our leprosy. Unless we are transformed, unless we receive you, Lord Jesus, and in receiving you, we receive the power to become children of God. So the whole of the Christian life is like a great pilgrimage to the house of the Father. And we think of the Jewish people when they ascended towards Jerusalem to go to the temple. Oh, my joy when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Or in the psalm again, "There is only one thing that I seek, and that is to live in the house of the Lord and to savor the sweetness of the Lord." The whole of the Christian life is like a great pilgrimage to the house of the Father, whose unconditional love for every human creature, and in particular for the prodigal son, we discover anew each day. And we're speaking here of the Christian life, where Jesus, as it were, takes us by the hand and we learn through Jesus the unconditional love of our Father. We learn that the prodigal son is welcome. That the Father runs to meet him, to embrace him, to give him a new garments, a ring to his finger, sandals to his feet. As the Holy Father says, Father gives him back his dignity that he had lost. The unconditional love of our Father. This is what we learn. And so, Lord Jesus, you eliminate in our hearts those fears that we have of God our Father. The fear of Adam and Eve that led them to hide themselves from God. Little by little, you remove these fears and give us to understand that the Father's love for us is not conditioned according to our sins, all that counts is that we are ready to come back, to say to him, I don't deserve to be called your child. I've sinned against you and against heaven. So you teach us, Lord Jesus, to trust in his divine mercy. Not to be afraid to come home. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this chapel, which is dedicated to the Father of Divine Mercy. Help us, Lord Jesus, to understand how safe we are when we come to this chapel. How our Father, our Heavenly Father, awaits us here, ready to embrace us, ready to transform us. Because through you, Lord Jesus, with you and in you, who are present here in your paschal mystery, in your death and resurrection, the Father transforms us so that we may, in the Holy Spirit, give him glory and honor. You are the garment with which he dresses us. This pilgrimage takes place in the heart of each person. And the Holy Father says, the heart is the place where all this journey takes place. Heart is where our intellect and our will dwell, as it were. As we read in the Catechism, and the intellect needs the truth, and the will needs to be moved by love. And so this pilgrimage takes place in the heart, where Jesus, you who are the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, enlighten us through the Holy Spirit. More and more, the truth sets us free. Sets us free so that we may love more perfectly. Lord Jesus, you say that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And all this pilgrimage that leads to life, to eternal life, to the knowledge of our Father, takes place in our hearts. and it extends to the believing community. So we are not alone in this pilgrimage. We walk together with all the believers. And then it extends, it reaches to the whole of humanity, because the whole of humanity is invited to walk with the believers, to open themselves to the truth and to the love of our Father. So, Lord Jesus, we humbly ask that you would take us on this pilgrimage. We are reminded of Saint Bernard as he was calling people to participate in the Crusades. How he succeeded to convince those who were not convinced. Those who were afraid to walk this path. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would convince us to go on this pilgrimage. We want to say to you, Lord Jesus, that we trust in you. With the psalmist, we say, the Lord is my shepherd, and there is nothing that I shall want. Yes, you will take us to the green pastures, to the waters of repose, to revive our drooping spirits. And then you will lead us on our pilgrimage after we have had a rest from our past. You will lead us into the paths of virtue. You will take us into the valley of darkness. We will experience our own darkness, but you will be there with your crook and your staff to give us courage. You will speak to us in your sacred word. You will feed us with your sacraments. Because you are there, I fear no evil. And finally, we will make it to the house of the Father. There will be a banquet prepared for us before our enemies, a banquet of victory over sin in our lives. Our cup will run over because we will be inebriated by the love, by divine love. and we will live in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, your goodness and kindness follow me every day of my life. Yes, Jesus, we trust in you. Take us on this pilgrimage. This pilgrimage which with its joyful mysteries, with its sorrowful mysteries, with its glorious mysteries. And we continue with the words of the Holy Father. The Jubilee centered on the person of Christ thus becomes a great act of praise to the Father. When we look upon Jesus, we are filled with joy. We rejoice in his love. We rejoice that he is our truth, that he is the truth, that he is our life. We rejoice in the words that he speaks to us. We rejoice in his mercy, that he does not crush the broken reed. Or extinguish the smoldering wick, even if there is very little left in us that is good. He will heal us. He will heal what is broken in us. When we look upon him on the cross, he doesn't have to speak, because there is no greater love than to give one's life for his friends. But then, as we look at you, Lord Jesus, as we rejoice in your presence with us, since you have promised, I will be with you till the end of times. During this year, we are to look to the Father, because he is the one who sent you. In the words of the Gospel of John, God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that those who believe in him may not perish but may have eternal life. God so loved the world. We have looked at Jesus. We have experienced this love. But we must look to you, our Father, and realize that it was your love that sent him, your love for a broken world, your love for a sinful world. The Jubilee, centered on the person of Christ, thus becomes a great act of praise to the Father. And the words of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. During this year, indeed, we want to repeat these words: blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He gave us his Son not so much for earthly blessings, but for heavenly blessings. For that greatest of blessing, which is that we could become holy and blameless before him. Saint Paul tells us that we should be ambitious for the higher gifts. The gifts of faith, of hope, and of charity, of love. The greatest of them is love. Love makes us holy and blameless. When we lack love, we are unholy and we're not blameless anymore. When we lack love for our God, when we lack the love for our brothers and sisters, we are unholy and blameworthy. And so through Christ, the Father has blessed us with this greatest of gifts, the gift of perfect love. And this is the pilgrimage from very little love, as expressed in the images of the broken reed and the smoldering wick. We move toward righteousness. Instead of being broken, we become righteous. Instead of being a smoldering flame or wick, we become furnace of love, because through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, we are given the Holy Spirit. And as Saint Paul says, the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is indeed the spiritual blessing. It is the blessing of the Holy Spirit. So in the preparation for the millennium, we began with the person of Jesus. We looked at Jesus, our Savior, we reflected on on his death and resurrection. But how were we to benefit from his death and resurrection? Through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The apostles were totally helpless until the Holy Spirit was given to them. Then they became his witnesses. He says, if I do not go, you will not, I will not send the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Father explains, when Jesus says, I must go through my death and my resurrection. I must return to the Father so that I can send you the Holy Spirit. So the Father has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing because he has given us access to the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you promised the Holy Spirit will be with you and he will be in you. And so the Holy Spirit is the Paraclete, the one who is near us, like the column of fire during the night and the cloud during the day when the people walked in the desert. The Holy Spirit is there to lead us to the house of the Father. But to enter into the house of the Father again, we need to be holy and blameless. And so the Holy Spirit communicates to us the fruits of the redemption. You sent your Holy Spirit, as we say in the formula for reconciliation, you sent the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins. The Holy Spirit eliminates what causes death in us. That is sin. And he gives us what brings us to life again. So blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, we were chosen in him. It is because of Jesus that the Father chose us, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Dear Blessed Mother, we turn to you during this year. You will help us to come to understand the wonderful gifts of salvation. You will help us to praise the Father who has chosen us. You will help us to receive the gifts that the Father gives us. And and especially the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that Christ may be born in us, so that through him, with him, and in him, in the Holy Spirit, we may give glory and honor to our Heavenly Father.